It was a warm summer evening in R, a quiet and lovely city in southern France. Flowers and trees blossomed all around, and picturesque little houses adorned every street. Like the flowers, these homes were colourful and sunny. It was almost as if they were in constant competition with the nature around them, to see who could be brighter and more cheerful. One such house stood in the middle of a square, nestled in the heart of the city. This evening, the rich sunlight shone upon the house. It was butter yellow in colour, its shutters all painted a vibrant green. The facade was partially obscured in places by blooming oleanders and acacias, which provided the perfect dollops of colour outside this cosy and welcoming home. The branches of the oleanders were bejeweled with pink flowers and had a smattering of white ones as well. The acacia trees had oval green leaves and delicate yellow blooms. A few people walked up and down the street, going about their business at a leisurely pace, not rushing to get anywhere. It was clear that life moved more slowly here. Everyone seemed happy, light, and patient, as though they had learned to enjoy the art of doing nothing. On the first floor of the yellow house, the green shutters of one of the windows were open. A tall, thin man stood behind the glass, looking out onto the street. He had a bright red beard and fiery hair. His blue-green eyes keenly watched the square outside with contentment. His name was Vincent, and he had come to Arles some time ago. Originally from the Netherlands, he'd been living in Paris before moving to this place. He found that he loved this town from the moment he'd first set foot here, and the more he saw of it, the more his affection for it grew. He would often tell his sister how much better he felt in the south, where it was warmer and sunnier. He could feel his mind clearing and found sources of inspiration everywhere he looked. Vincent was a painter. At this point in time, he wasn't very well known yet, but he had a passion for art that defined him. Painting was what he thought about most. He found a sense of fulfillment when he sat in front of his easel, his hands covered in a combination of charcoal and paint, recreating the beauty he saw in the world around him. He could make anything come alive on his canvas. Whether it was his simple bedroom or the blossoming orchards he loved to paint so much. The past few months had been quite delightful for him. Arles had many orchards, and they were all at their peak bloom right now. This gave him plenty of subjects to play with. As such, he painted ardently and with unfettered joy. This evening, however, Vincent wanted to relax. He had just finished painting some peach trees and longed for time to clear his mind. Lately, he'd been smitten with these trees. He thought they looked so delicate and exotic with their small pink-white petals. They brightened the area around them when their flowers appeared. Vincent loved the vibrant paints he could use to bring southern France to life on canvas, whether it was the blushing pink of the peach blossoms or the woody brown and lush green of the branches and leaves. Then there were the gold and copper tones he could use for the wheat fields. He'd mix them with red and yellow and add a special touch of bronze. The result would be a scene that seemed to leap off the canvas, richly textured and full of depth.